Welcome back to the Go Ham Podcast. I'm Monica.
I'm Heather.
I'm Alicia.
And today we are here to school you on our leadership development and what we do and how we grow and all of the fun stuff. So if you're interested in learning about what we do to just be the best leaders we can, stay tuned because we're going to provide you a whole lot of knowledge. All right. So anyway, I think this will be good. We have some value to provide on what we do behind the scenes to just basically show up as leaders within the company, make our team feel confident in us and, you know, all of the fun things. So Leash, let's get started with you.
Well, the first thing I can think of is we really aren't afraid to invest in ourselves. I mean, can we talk about all the money we've spent in the past 5 years on courses?
No, can we not?
Courses, classes,
coaching,
consulting. We see the value in education, and I think that's a big part of why we have been successful as leaders.
I mean, just think about all the friendships we've made along the way, though. I mean, we're on like a first name basis with Tony and Dean.
Yeah, I wish.
The list just goes on and on.
Tyler.
We definitely didn't do this alone.
Yeah. So we definitely have an approach of like, we don't know it all. So we want to be like the dumbest people in the room where we can, you know, learn something from every class or group that we're in. And we're not afraid to admit that we don't have all the answers and we're willing to grow.
Not going to lie at this point. I'm not on social media much. There's like a small portion of my day that I end up on social media and it's mostly for business purposes. But at this point, like if you're not providing some sort of like leadership development
value
to me,
I'm not
paying attention to anything that's going on.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's just my approach with social media at this point is more business minded than
and we'll get into that too. I think
well, it's a good thing I keep you both updated on what's going on in the social media world.
And it's the not news. A good thing actually.
The news and
I wish
else.
If I could get into your phone and go through your
just
delete everything.
I know.
Let's get into that then.
That's my guilty pleasure.
Get into like what that looks like for like a routine.
It's a lot of books. It's a lot of a lot of digital classes, a lot of books, a lot of immersing with other business owners, not necessarily just in our industry, but you know, picking the brains and having mentors.
But back to like what you were saying, like I feel like we didn't start there. Like mainly this year is where the year where I like stopped following people that aren't like adding value to what I'm have going on in like in a business sense.
Agreed.
Yeah. So like, what do you do routine wise?
All right. So this started for me same. This year is when I really, really embraced like every minute I have in a day has to be used wisely. Mm-hmm. I can't waste time at this point. I have 3, soon to be 4 kids. We have 4 businesses that we're juggling. We have close to 100 employees. So routine for me is like everything. Mm-hmm. Like waking up early, number one. Like I have to be up working, not working, but like moving pretty much by like 5:30-ish. Like that's my, I mean, if I could be up, I mean, I was up at 4:30 like a couple months ago and I loved that.
Isn't it true they say the most successful people wake up at 4 a.m.?
5 a.m. club.
Yeah. Oh, 5 a.m. Right. Well, then I'm obviously not in that club.
It's a thing.
I don't even know what time it starts.
It's real.
Which is fine. And that's not, you know, it's not, I'm not sitting here telling people that's what you need to do to be successful. I mean, we're 10 years in and I'm just getting to the point where I'm finding value in waking up that early. But I also have 35 kids that I'm dealing with.
It gives you a sense of clarity having that extra hour.
Yeah, hard to find that time for yourself during the day.
100%.
Yeah.
So that's piece of it. The other piece, which I'm really struggling with, and for those of you out there who have mastered meditation, shout out to you. This is a pain point for me. I am finding value in it. It was a goal of mine in January to start to meditate. And for me, it's more about the calmness that I find before I start my day.
So that's interesting. Go ahead, continue.
I feel that my days are so insane from start to finish that to have 5 minutes just to acknowledge, like, try to get my head in the game right. And like, hey, don't like scream at your kids. in within the next hour. Like, just stay grounded. Like, that's what it is for me right now. I'm no master in any way, but I try to take 5 to 10 minutes in the morning. First thing, I also have this block that I put on my neck because of my chiropractic care. So I I add that in the mix.
Rolled neck.
Yeah.
The neck roll.
So yeah, I put those two things together, but that's how I'm starting in the morning.
Yeah.
And then if I have time, drift into some sort of fitness, stretching. Yeah. Right now I'm not doing a lot of fitness, but mm-hmm. some stretching.
I feel like meditation, I like knocked so bad. Like, I just like,
we were
so
anti
weird. Like, why are you meditating? Mm-hmm. Like, and I just started dabbling in it a couple months ago. And I think for me, it's more of like a self-trust thing and like the finding like the confidence within me and not letting like little things tell me I can't do something. So like just giving myself the confidence and like, hey,
just call me. I'll tell you, you can do it.
Maybe I will.
Maybe
I should get you on a recording.
If anybody needs someone to convince them to do something, I'm your girl.
Both of you need to do me, like, record a guided meditation. Like, you are a badass. You are great. Maybe we'll do it for the whole company. But,
awesome.
But no, I feel like meditation is, like, it helps with, like, gratitude and, like you said, calming. And then also if you're, like, struggling with, like, self-confidence, I feel like it's been a game changer for me for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm also someone who, like, my thoughts aren't organized. I struggle with that. Like, being organized in general is not something that is a strength of mine. So taking 5 minutes to, like, turn my brain off and almost, like, restart fresh for the day. Mm-hmm. Has been helpful, but you know, I'm a work in progress over here.
Yeah.
So for me, some of the things that I found, and it took me a really long time to realize this. Actually, what I'm going to say right now took me 3 seconds to realize that this does not work for me, where it works for a lot of people, is, and I know it's a trend right now.
Are you going to say cold plunge?
Yes, the cold plunge. I just cannot get into this. That is pure torture. It does nothing to stimulate my mind, my body. And I know they say that, like,
I think you might get canceled for that statement.
The cold plunge.
This is unpopular opinion right now. I know. Like, I'm not into this fad and this trend. And I know people have been doing it for years and that they will swear by it. But I did it for 3 seconds and I literally had the most horrible thoughts run through my mind.
You didn't even do a real cold plunge.
Oh, I did a cold shower.
A cold sprinkle. A cold sprinkle.
But at least, listen, I was getting my toes wet to see what I was going to jump into. Yeah. And it's not for me, guys. And another thing, I got to say that a lot of entrepreneurs and successful people and leaders in the world will tell you meditation is so important, and it is, and I agree with that. However, my meditation is completely different than most people's meditation, and this is what took me a long time to figure out. I've been meditating for years.
Yeah, we know where this is going.
I didn't even realize I've been meditating for years. And
she's down for a 3 a.m. meditation in the tub.
Yep, exactly. I do not sit on the floor with my feet crossed and breathe and, like, keep my mind clear. Like, that's not meditating for me, because that's just, I'm sitting there thinking about, oh my God, I didn't fill out this form for school. I got to order this. I ran out of milk. I don't have diapers. I have to be here. I have to pick this kid up. Like, that's what goes through my mind when I try to just sit in clarity and meditate.
Yeah.
It almost, like, triggers my mind to go nuts.
Yeah.
So for me, that kind of meditation does not work. But what I noticed for me for years, I love bubble baths and showers. And that's where
that's your self-care.
That is. And that's where my most...
moments.
Yes, yeah, my most aha moments happen in the shower. And it's not uncommon for you guys to get a text message from me at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, I'm sitting in a bubble bath.
Yeah.
Because if I'm having a night where I'm not sleeping, the first thing I'm doing is jumping in a nice hot bubble bath.
Yep.
And I listen to, like, an audiobook or something, and that just relaxes me and it gets my mind in a good state. And that's where I get my clarity from. Yeah. So my meditation's different. But.
So I think what we're trying to say is, like, finding a routine that supports your goals and also finding time for yourself, because I feel like as salon owners we take on so much mentally. So, like, finding a balance of, you know, getting that motivation but also, like, calmness.
Mm-hmm. And find what works for you. Like, I can't find that 5 minutes in my day to sit and clear my mind. I have five kids and my clarity is in the middle of the night.
So speaking of that, there's a term that I think Tony Robbins uses and I can't think of it, but there's value behind it, and it's basically like utilizing your time in the car. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, like, I'm either listening to an audiobook.
No extra time.
That's it. Yes. No extra time. Yeah. Or if you're somebody who works out and you're on your Peloton or you're running, like, and listen, I know people have their routines with all of those things, but listening to something that's going to help you grow as a leader or independently, that's something for me that has had massive value.
Or like you said yesterday, like, if you're going to scroll social media, like, do what you need to do first. So read a chapter in a book, listen to a podcast, and then, like,
your reward
is scrolling or watching Bravo, whatever your reward is.
Well, I was mad at myself the other day because you posted something on Instagram. I didn't see it till 8:30 because I had all of my things I needed to do.
Oh.
Get my kids bath, get me showered, and then I read my book for a minimum of however much time, and then I'm allowed to get on social media. I'm a psychopath right now, guys.
If you make it till that point.
If I make it to that point, I don't.
You don't pass out before that.
But I get on and I'm like, damn, my girl showed up today. And I was so excited and proud of you. But I also was like, oh my God, I didn't see this. This was from, you know, this was a post that happened. I don't know what time did you post
that. Which is like kind of like a good thing. That was in the afternoon I posted.
Oh, it was? Yeah. All right. I just assumed it was early.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what, like, routines and just, I love the net.
Yeah.
No extra time. Able to find time, you know, whether you're driving or working out or whatever, but utilizing that time to learn in some sort of way.
Some other things I feel like have served us well, and you might not agree, but, like, just the fact that we're willing to, like, experiment with different things.
Oh, yeah.
And if they don't work out, just being like, hey guys, that didn't work out, we're gonna change, you know, or shift directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think pretty much our whole salon company knows we're like trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
That we have an idea or like a system that we're gonna, you know, implement, and it may or may not be here in a month.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna test it true and try and test it and see, you know, if it's working for us, and if it does we keep it. If it doesn't, we get rid of it. Sometimes we have to tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
But
6 months ago, we added new KPIs. We just took one away because it wasn't really telling.
It didn't do what we were intending it to do.
Yeah.
With that, though, we do a lot of research before we do implement something new.
Right.
It's not like we're just, you know, we come up with this plan and idea and the next day it's all these things changing. These are heavily considered. Typically, when we do something like change a KPI, it's something that we really, really dive deep and think about.
Or we'll work on it for months and months and months and then figure out that we're not going to implement it. Because
that's always fun.
Yeah.
That's really, really fun. I love that one.
Yeah, but it's definitely important as a leader to make sure that you're willing to pivot, to make sure that you're willing to be resourceful. Like if something's not working, figure it out. Figure out what will work and be willing to do it. That's like one of the biggest things. You get some leaders that are like so stuck in their ways and they have their heels dug in and they're like, I'm not changing, I'm not evolving, and they're just never going to grow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I feel that that is something that is common in our industry. People get so set in their ways and, you know, they're terrified to change.
Yeah. But you're not, because you're here with us.
Yep.
So.
Yep. One of the other things that I feel that we do well and to be good leaders to our team is just the emotional intelligent piece of being aware of our team in general.
Yeah.
Like something that I think I've identified with myself that I do now that I think I would say is valuable is, you know, when I think of somebody within the company and they may work for us, they may not. I do this all the time when I don't, like, if somebody's not working for us right now, you know, like shout out to Lindsay Rumford. I see you out in California
And Brooke,
you know, if they pop into my head and I'm driving and I'm not texting and driving. So, but, you know, as soon as I get the opportunity to reach out, I just do. And like, whether that's a, hey, how are you? I've been thinking of you, or it's a situation where I see something that happens in the salon or a schedule thing and I just check in with them, you know, like, hey, I noticed that so-and-so was in. How did that appointment go?
Mm-hmm.
Like just the fact that you're aware of that and like caring in that way, I think really puts you on a different playing field and people feel connected in a deeper way.
The team definitely appreciates that. When I was talking to them in the break room one day, I was asking them things about, you know, like toxic bosses and stuff. And one of the things that came up was that they love that we are always connected with them, that we celebrate their wins, that we give them shout outs. That, I mean, and that could be like on our Facebook group pages or like publicly, or even just a phone call to them, or, you know, a quick, hey, come in the office real quick, I want to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they love it.
I mean, we take it to the next level.
Yeah,
for sure.
We definitely do. And this is where I feel that we do things that are different than other people. For instance, with the best day evers and things like that. Like, I have every one of them stored in my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm fully aware.
I think it's so funny that some of them, they don't even know.
No, they don't.
You're like, hey, you just had your best day ever yesterday. And they're like, I did?
I love
that. Yeah, buddy, you did. But with the review challenge thing that we just had, I feel like
that was awesome.
I reached out. I was like, yo, you trying to win this or what? Because it was, and she was like, yes. Thank you so much for noticing.
Yeah, that's strong leaders.
Yeah. So, and I feel like that could be uncomfortable if it's not something that you're currently doing. But like with anything, if you start to do it and get consistent with it, like I'm sure your team would absolutely love that.
Yeah, for sure. They do. I think another really important thing for leaders to recognize is that you can't do it all on your own. That you have to have people that you can lean on and people that you can, even if you don't have that person, like you can kind of mold them, like get somebody that you can trust and mold them and teach them. And, you know, as long as they're believing in the same values that you believe in, I think that it's important to have other people in your inner circle of leaders. Like, it can't just be you.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I do feel like our team does that. Like, hey, did you see, like they know when people are, like, gunning for promotions or, like, trying to go for, like, a best day ever. Like, everybody's kind of involved in that. It's not just, like, the leader and the individual. Like, it's a whole team
thing. It's pretty often I get a text message from another team member being like, hey, just giving you a heads up, if you're not aware, so-and-so is going to hit a best day ever today, or they're gunning for this today. So it is, the whole entire team's involved in that.
Yeah.
But to what you just mentioned about having, you know, mentors and people who are part of some of the
group. Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah. For us, you know, luckily we have each other to lean on. Mm-hmm. We're a company that has multiple owners. It's not just one individual, where I can imagine that there's an added pressure if it is you, if you're the type of person who's the only person leading that ship. There's a lot of pressure to make decisions. But I feel a lot of confidence in our decisions because I have help making them.
Yeah.
And if you're somebody who is in an independent, you're an independent owner and you're the only person that is essentially making the big decisions with your company, I think there's massive value to find a mentor, a coach, even coworkers or people who work for you that you trust, advisors, things like that, that can help you just have confidence in whatever decision that you're making.
Yeah. Or even like a Facebook community, if you want to start there.
Oh, yeah.
Or even with us. Like,
so much value.
But to add another layer to that, I mean, think about us. Like, we're so blessed that not only do we have each other, we have our family, we have our friends, we have our team.
Yeah.
So I feel like for, if you're, you know, any type of entrepreneur and you don't have like a support system, you know, maybe it's your spouse who like is constantly telling you that you can't do things or shooting down your dreams. Like, we have that, whoever's in our life is always going to support us.
For sure.
And not everybody has that. So I feel like if that's something that you're going through, maybe doing like a little, I encourage you to audit your life and maybe have conversations with whoever it is that's like dragging you down, like, hey, like, I really need you to support me.
Or focus more on someone that's like-minded.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even if you, I mean, we just had this little like mini summit with some other local salon owners, and that was just so nice. Like, it was just so nice getting different perspectives and like having us four, I mean, plus Dana, to bounce off of each other. I mean, it's not always like, you know, easy for us with some decisions we make, and it could be like, I'm totally against it where you guys are for it, or you're against it and we're for it. So we really do have that added value because we really do work through everything, I feel like, because we have a lot of different perspectives. So having that with other salon owners was really nice when we sat down with them as well, to see like what their struggles were, what their, you know, challenges are, but then what's easy for them, like what might be a struggle for us, we were able to like ping pong off each other.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to walk away from that meeting with
super valued, some great ideas,
that we were able to implement like, right away. And,
and hopefully we offered the same for other people.
Yeah.
But we're always down to do that as business owners. I feel like, you know, we've done it with people not even in our industry. We've sat down with other leaders of companies that just wanted to pick our brains, and we've done it.
Well, I can remember when we first opened, one of our first clients was like a super successful guy who he's unbelievably successful. And I, you know, I was 26 years old with no business experience.
He actually gave me the very first self-help book I ever read in my life.
Same. Yeah.
And he gave Monica and I, he walked in with two books for us. 7 Habits of
Highly Effective People.
Oh, that was the first self-help book I ever was given and I ever even read.
Yeah. So it was cool because...
What was it, by Dean?
No.
No, the 7 Habits of...
Highly Effective People. It's a big blue book.
I can't think of who makes it. It might be different now.
But basically, he sat down in my chair and he was like, well, who do you have as a mentor? Who's your coach? And I was like, I don't
and this
I don't
guy's
have
legit.
One of those.
Come again?
This guy has like, what do you call it?
I mean, he has a building.
Tents. At the PGA tours. He's a big deal. Business, he was a huge business deal.
But he asked me right away, like, you know, who's your mentor? Who do you have involved? Who's helping you make these decisions? And, you know, I just, in that current moment, I was like, oh, no one. Like, I'm not there. I'm not you. I'm not some big deal that, you know, I don't need mentors and coaches. And looking back now, I'm like, I look back and we have advisors on everything we do. I mean, there was a situation a few months ago where I called my dad and was like, hey, here's what's going on. I need insight, you know, and he gave me his opinion and I involved a lot of people. I needed a lot of advice in that current moment. And that was not a decision that I was comfortable making. You were a part of that, obviously. You were involved. And, you know, I think having people to bounce ideas off of and also ground you. And tell you, like, hey, get out of your head. Sleep on this. Famous, that's what we do. You know, like, you got to sleep on this. Get out of your head. You know, like, just bringing you back down and getting you, you know, getting out of the emotional state, especially in big decisions, I think.
Yeah, you can spiral pretty quick.
You need people that are able to help you do that. So for anybody who is, you know, like we said, like, if you're not in a situation where you have partners or advisors. I also, somebody that I find tremendous value in with personal decisions, business decisions, is one of our stylists. Shout out to Lynn's. Like, Lynn's pulls through for me all the time.
Her name comes up often on this podcast.
We're going to have to get her on.
Yeah, we're going to bring her on for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, like, but she, I feel like, gives, she, like, I, what did I say to her? I said, if I was ever president of the United States, you'd be one of my advisors. Because she just, I feel like, you know, she looks at things differently than I do, and I find value in that.
She has a really good eye for looking at things from different perspectives. She can look at it as a stylist, as an apprentice, as an owner.
Yeah.
She will come to you as a friend, like, and she'll give you all your different perspectives.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You know, it can be anybody. So it doesn't have to be another salon owner. It can just be someone that you trust to help you make a good decision for your company.
Yeah. So the 5 things that we do to elevate our leadership skills is education. Investing in education,
having a routine.
A routine that sets us up for success, willingness to experiment, emotional intelligence, and having an inner circle that you can
trust
and guide you through certain situations.
All right, so we're going to wrap this up for y'all today. I hope you guys found value. I hope that you took something away. And if you did, please hit like and subscribe. And we will catch you on the next episode of the GoHam Podcast.